This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time now for our talk radio review, a roundup of the items the Talkers Magazine say are the big stories from this past week, and also the people who are on the list, too. Speaking of people joining our ensemble here today on this overview is Walter Sterling, a Westwood One weekend talk show host. You can hear him at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday night. Great radio stations all around the country. Speaking of great, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan from the DJV show are here as well to comment on these stories, along with Richard F. McFadden, who is at the controls in our studio
really?
In Washington.
What's the F?
That's what I'm wondering.
Frank.
It's Foxy. Foxy.
Yeah, right. Foxy. That's
Foxy.
It. Foxy. Okay, let's go through the stories. The usual at number 10. Gobbledygook about sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I find the number 9 item to be, for me anyway, we all judge these things as to how they affect us or impact us. The passing of Aretha Franklin, for me, is the most significant story of the week. And so with all the attention given to her and her music, we all are radio veterans here. Probably Walter and I have the longest run. You've been a program. Were you ever a jock? I don't know that I ever asked you that. Were you ever a disc jockey?
I was a disc jockey for 6 years. I was bored out of my mind.
Why does that not surprise me? I loved being a jock because I wasn't a good jock because I talked too much. Program director would come into the studio and say, "Will you shut the up and play the music?" And so it was then, perhaps, that my talk career was born. But anybody who cut their teeth, as I did, Limbaugh did, a lot of the good early talk radio personalities, and Walter can talk about this, cut their teeth as disc jockeys. And I remember early on, as Aretha came into the scene, she and Brenda Lee and some of the other young girls who were teenagers who made their mark, significant mark, early on. There was something to be said for the way they sung and the words that they were singing. So, anyway, she affected us all. She had a career that lasted, there were 63 years, I think, 62 years, 7 decades. And when I listen to her, I say a little prayer or think and respect and
say a little
some of
prayer
the gospel
for me.
Stuff. Oh, my God, I have tears in my eyes. It's just... So, did you ever play her music as a jock while you were bored?
Everybody played her music, and what was so impressive about her as a talent is she was preemptive. Anytime she wanted to perform, she did get on stage, and no matter who else was up there with her, you did not want to be on that stage with her, and you sure as heck didn't want to come on after her. And that's why for years, she didn't perform, because she didn't have to. And then if she thought we were forgetting... She'd get on a stage, a performance, the Kennedy Center Honors. She'd go out there and be like, oh, right, the rest of us are way behind.
Yeah. I think some people got it when they saw her in the movie just went out of
Blues Brothers.
Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers, yeah. Right. Yeah. She was that apron and was singing.
I showed my kids that clip last night.
Really?
Made them watch the whole scene.
Yeah. Yeah, what, they wanted to know who Aretha was and why all of the excitement about
her. We had an intern in here at the network yesterday watching all of the news channels on the coverage of it look up at us and go, so, who was Aretha Franklin?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And so I said, what are you working on today? And he said, I'm working on my news piece on the economy. And I said, okay, stop. And the rest of the day, you will do nothing but watch Aretha Franklin videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the day, you have to name 3 songs for me, Aretha Franklin, and you have to tell me some
and
of the lyrics
them.
From each one of those songs.
Yeah.
Right.
And so 6 o'clock rolls around, and I'm like, Mitchell, what's your 3 songs? He spouted all three songs, was able to do the lyrics, and I said, great, now go home, call your parents, and tell them they're a failure.
I saw the most bizarre Aretha Franklin clip. She was on the Mike Douglas show, and she played piano for Frankie Valli.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Elton John said...
Frankie Valli and her did a duet.
Elton John said of her piano playing that she was as good as I am, or something close to that. Victoria, you can maybe give me a better quote.
He said that she was very underrated with her piano playing ability, and he said actually she was his favorite pianist. So yeah, that's high praise coming from Elton John.
Yeah.
And I think that she was overlooked for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think about her doing that, actually. Her voice just it overshadowed everything.
Yeah, it really did. And so the news media, the most important part of this is that Aretha Franklin is dead. So what do all the haters, the left-leaning news media, what are they all focused on? Not Aretha passing, but the fact that Fox News put up the wrong photo. It was a picture of Patti LaBelle and not Aretha Franklin.
That's Mitchell.
Oh, well.
And we're just going to call him Mitchell because that's every intern who's, 19.
Exactly.
Yeah. They don't know the difference. They don't know who
she is. Fox
one black lady singer looks the same as the next black lady singer.
They do a Google search, and somebody improperly tags the picture. They go, okay, this is Aretha Franklin, and they post it, and boom.
And look and sound foolish. But it is, you're right. How is it that, maybe that's the subtext of the conversation here, how is it that culturally we get this far away? This is an educational thing. Maybe it's because we don't teach music anymore in schools, thanks to the Bush administration cutting the funding for music and phys ed and stuff in the schools. But isn't this part, shouldn't we know this is part of our cultural history?
She was a civil rights leader as much as she was an entertainer.
Yeah.
I mean, she sang at Martin Luther King's funeral.
Yeah.
Her father was a very, very powerful and preacher in Detroit and had a lot to do with the civil rights movement.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I don't think it's educational. I think it's generational. And there are a long list of things
that
I
talk
to you about.
Yeah. Those two problems go together.
You'd be stumped. Like
about? Say that again. I didn't hear all of that.
There are a lot of things I could talk to you about which is the second biggest story of the week, which is that Cara Delevingne and Ashlee Benson were caught making out at Heathrow Airport, and you'd go, "Who are they?" And
only
then I could
I
talk to you
are.
About, and I could talk to you about the preoccupation of my teenage children, which is the manufacturing and selling of slime. That's all they care about.
Really. Okay.
It's true. Slime is really big.
Coming up next.
Walter's got it right.
Slime on the radio. Yeah. Walter, Victoria, Jennifer, Rich, and Doug. Let me focus now for a moment on the benefits of using Calotren, Calotren. If you're in the market to lose weight, and most of us are at one point in time in our lives or another, the healthiest choice for weight loss is Calotren. Around for more than 30 years, they've been promoting healthy weight loss and the building of lean muscle on your body. Because you got to have one. You can't have one without the other. You lose the weight, you need to have the muscle to hold your body together. And the main ingredient of Calotren is collagen. Collagen is produced by our body naturally, but as we get old like Richie, your body stops producing collagen.
No kidding.
And you need to have Calotren to supplement so you have the right amount of collagen in your system. 30% of the protein in your body is collagen. Protein is what makes the muscle and pushes out the fat. That's the way it works. Absolutely no adverse effects because there's no caffeine. It is completely natural and normal. Taking collagen helps stimulate your body's production, so you're going to get more. As you add this, you get more and more and more, and you can't have too much, just like you can't really have too much muscle to hold your body together. So if you want to take Calotren, lose the weight, keep it off, forget about all the other things that you're the diet systems and the food and all that stuff, just go online to toploss.com, toploss.com. Order Calotren. If you buy three bottles, you get 10% off. More than three, you get a free bottle. Good deal. Check the box for DJV at toploss.com. Take my word for it, because I've lost 12 pounds since April using this, the steady end of weight and weight problems. Find it with Calitrin. Do toploss.com, DJV. Order it now. Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event, going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
You can follow the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com. It's a podcast. Jennifer Horn is here as, I guess I'm coming to you because number six this week is Governor Cuomo saying America's never been that great.
And you know this absolutely ticked me off.
Yeah, I figured. I'll just give you the next 2 minutes to help yourself.
Well, look, I think that it is a problem when someone who represents the great state of New York goes up and says that he thinks America was never really that great. That was his comment. He said off the cuff, and then he sort of backed off of that, saying that it was a gaffe. He didn't really mean to say it. I absolutely think he meant to say it. And actually, because of the conversation we had on the DJV show in the past week, I think I've realized something, that this is not necessarily a political statement in the way that I think he thinks he'd fire up Republicans and maybe Democrats would agree with him. I actually think half, at least, of Democrats would not agree that America was never great. What I think he was trying to do is reach young people, because I think people in their 20s and maybe 30s and earlier than that were kind of raised with more of a globalist outlook. And I don't necessarily think that that's their fault or an unpatriotic thing, but I think that's how they were raised. And I think that they felt like they needed to apologize maybe more than people who are a little bit older and who realize that America has done a lot of great things, not only for people that live here, but for everyone else around the world in terms of all the wars we fought, all the blood that was spilled, because we want to protect the freedoms of this country and spread the views of democracy around the world. So I think he was actually trying to reach out to young people who might be more apt to vote for Cynthia Nixon, who's running against him from Sex and the City, who might reach those younger, more maybe socialist-minded Democrats out there. Just my 2 cents on why he might have made that comment.
Only a communist would make a statement like that.
No, that's not necessarily it. I just think he's reaching a certain demographic. And he did.
Right, yeah.
Oops, I didn't really mean that.
Right.
Yeah, sorry.
To anyone over 35, I didn't mean it.
Right.
If he really believes that, it also means his father failed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dad would never have said that.
Never. 21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Right. 23 after the hour. Now, you're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Walter Sterling is here. Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan is here with our overview. We're sort of, Richie, we're jumping around because some of these things, I mean, I probably should just go through the list, but there are things that affect, especially when Walter's here with his influence of what's real and what isn't real and what works and what doesn't work. I'm sort of persuaded to pay some attention to some of the stuff and not much to other things that are on the list. So officially at number 10, sports talk radio, the usual glunk on NFL and the preseason games and blah, 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 blah. Aretha passing is number 9. The problem with the Turkish lira, who gives a rat's behind, number 8.
What?
Yeah, exactly. That number 7. The bridge collapse in Italy. I think the more important story is the story of the teenager who pushed her friend off the bridge. If we're going to do a story on bridges, that one has more, I think, I don't want to say sex appeal.
I love that we're still calling her the friend who pushed her off the bridge.
That person, right.
Why are we still saying this girl is her friend?
That's a good point.
She fell 60 feet.
And lived.
She's lucky she lived. I don't think she's still calling her friend.
Probably not. Governor Cuomo.
Story,
what's that, Walter?
They're two huge stories that are not on that list. Would you like me to say them?
Of course. I knew you would come to our rescue when it was in, when things aren't included in the list. You've always got.
How do you know the list isn't over yet?
Up your sleeve. But yeah, let me finish the list, then you can add your two.
All right, you finish the list.
Say, Mike, you'll be on there.
And 10B. All right, number 6 is Cuomo. Manafort in that trial, who cares about that? Number 5, the Pennsylvania priest. That's something that I find to be extraordinarily important. The sexual abuse scandal, how many of them are involved still after all these years? Good God. Primaries, number 3, the investigation, the Russia investigation. Does this ever stop? No. Number 1 is Amorosa, or Omarosa. I always say Amorosa, it's Omarosa. So, all right, that's the list of the top 10. Walter, you have 10A and 10B?
10A and 10B.
How present?
Angelina Jolie received $9 million from Brad Pitt to buy a house. And now she's saying she isn't getting meaningful child support. Number 1, they're not divorced yet.
They have not come to a financial settlement yet. He has not wavered on paying her. But he gave her $9 million to buy a house. Now, it seems to me that if Angelina felt she needed more child support, all she needed to do was, like, buy a $5 million house, and then she'd have $4 million left over for
Kroger. Well, wait a minute. Why does she need a loan? Why does Angelina Jolie, who was once the highest-paid actress in the planet, why is she needing a loan for her
husband?
Wasn't
she on the list of the highest paid this past
year? I think she makes more than he does.
Yeah,
I saw that. She got $9 million. $8 million of it went to the house, and $1.3 million went to child care and child support. So, but why does she need an $8 million house loan? Can't she get a mortgage? Like, I don't get that.
That's the disgusting part. And Rich is absolutely right, which is that she probably has more money than he does because she's been supported by men for a long time. She gets $100,000 a speech. She probably gets as much or more per movie. And she's made far
more
movies
than Brad. She's married a bunch of deadbeat. She hasn't been supported by men. She's earned a lot more. She has earned, she's had two or three
movies that
have got...
more than any man she's ever been with.
Yes, absolutely, hands down. She's had two or three movies that hit the billion-dollar mark.
Right, he should be looking for spousal support.
Plus the hypocrisy of her going around the world saying women empowerment, women autonomy, women should be in charge. The minute she hits divorce court, oh, where's my man?
Well, but she's entitled to... They have six children together. She's entitled to have child support.
All right, what's 10B?
To pay that.
You got 30 seconds for 10B.
Ashley Benson and Cara
Delevingne. No one even knows who they are, Walter.
Making out in public... In multiple airports.
But why does lesbianism, like, why is that news?
It's not news, it's ratings.
All right.
Okay.
All right, where are we? It's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here on today's Automotive News headlines, I'm Nick Miles. It's time to think about wheels for the next school year. Here's a list of the best cars for under $6,000, the 2002 to 2006 Acura RSX. It's a sexy, sporty coupe, great to drive and reliable. The 2004 to 2006 Scion XB, another car in $6,000, the 2002-2006 Honda CR-V, great gas mileage, reliable and durable. If you want bigger, how about the 2002-2007 Ford Explorer? For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, My Pillows. Get My Pillows, the best sleep. I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of My Pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have my really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want so they have a good night's rest. Now you can get the MyPillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. Four MyPillows, two premium, two go-anywhere at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50% off on the 4-pack.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another police officer in America is shot in the line of duty. This time it happens at a Phoenix, Arizona intersection.
Our officer is in critical condition. The suspect is also in critical condition. There are no outstanding suspects.
That Phoenix police spokeswoman did not identify the officer nor the suspect, who again are both hospitalized. Witnesses telling police the officer was trying to make a routine traffic stop when shots rang out last evening. The jury in the tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort continuing deliberations. The jury did send the judge a note with four questions yesterday after winding up their first day of deliberations. One of the questions asking the judge to redefine reasonable doubt. This is USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the Dark Ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keevan, Rich McFadden, and Walter Sterling, Westwood One talk host. He's on the air on the weekends.
Superstar.
Good far. Okay, so let's talk about something. Walter is quoted this week in one of the trades as an expert in radio, talk radio especially. That's why he's here to help us with all of that. He focuses on podcasting. And I think that it's time that we spend a little bit of we have cachet here. And so we talk about the issues. We also talk about the business of talk radio, and what is this thing we call podcasting. You heard me say a few minutes ago, you can get the essence of what's going on in the Talk Radio Countdown show. You go to that website, Talk Radio Countdown show, you get the podcast, which is archived every week. There are 500,000 people doing podcasts. My God. Richie, how many podcasts? Rich is in charge of operations at our originating network, Radio America. How many podcasts do you do just with the people that work there? And how many people are you podcasting that have nothing to do with anything you actually put on the air?
We have a couple of dozen podcasts here, and we probably have half a dozen podcasts that don't actually air on terrestrial radio stations.
Uh-huh. All right, so Walter, a year or so ago, you were heard to have said that podcasting was a waste of time and nobody will ever make any money. at podcasting. So how has
that changed? A year ago, he was right.
A year ago, he was right. Okay. So now, what's changed and why do people pay attention, considering that more people than ever are listening to the radio? I guess, is it this people have more time on their hands and they listen to all forms, the radio, there's the podcast? Well, how do we shake this out?
I believe that overall, to produce a podcast on a regular basis is a waste of time. And if it's original content, if it's just a podcast, it's a waste of time. There are the other type of podcast is where you take your show and edit it and turn it into a on-demand form in a podcast. Okay, that's very nice. But as a business, it's not there yet, and I don't think it's going to be there for a long time. The other part of it is there was just a convention about podcasting, and everybody in radio got into a big frenzy about podcasting, and, oh, my gosh, we have to invest in podcasting. I'm like, well, you have these federally regulated signals that, and over half the radio stations in America lose money. I know. Let's put out more content and make it even harder to buy. I don't think it's there yet. I think it's cute. And for the 500,000 podcasts that are up on iTunes, about 499,000 of them are one or two episodes, and then somebody gives up. It's not there yet. And the other thing to remember about podcasting and any new media is that it took until 1970 for all three television networks, original television networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, to turn a profit till 1970.
And they originated, they were sort of originated in the 30s. They didn't really get started till after World War II. But that's still 30 years.
He's right. He's right in that it's taken a long time. Podcasting and radio has struggled to be able to monetize podcasting. And only in the past couple of years has it gotten to the point where you can start making money with podcasting. And one of the challenges is the measurement of who's actually listening.
Yep.
And in fact, just this year, the IAB, the International Advertising Bureau, is changing their method of how they count when you listen. So previous to this, if you were to listen to the DJV podcast for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then go cook dinner, and then come back and start listening again, that would count as two listens. And then finally they said, well, wait a minute, this doesn't really work. So now we have to say, okay, if you listen two times within a 24-hour period, that's still only one listen. So now everybody's numbers are just taking a hit right now. So before you were getting 10,000 listens per episode, now you're getting 5,000 listens per episode. So it's kind of a moving target as to how to measure your audience and then what that measurement is worth to the advertisers, and that's the challenge.
Right, so there's a focus on that, but that was also true of online video. Do we count if you watch 1 second, 10 seconds, all the way through, if you start, stop? Okay, but guess what? It's still true of radio and TV. Do we sell total audience, average quarter hour audience, time spent listening, tallow count? What do we sell? And it's an endless discussion.
With digital, you can actually measure that. In TV, it was so hard that you can't measure how long they listen.
That's nonsense. The measuring is nonsense. It has never been right.
That's the attraction to digital. The digital, they can tell whether you listen to 8 minutes, 12 minutes, or 15 minutes.
Well, they can't.
They can count the impressions, and now we're getting into the weeds.
Let me get out of the weeds.
The difference between the difference between digital measurement and radio measurement is that it's easy to commit fraud in digital measurement. Now I have to bring up one other thing that's more important. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead. You might as well. Help yourself.
All right. By far the most important thing that's happened to me in the past 2 weeks is I get a note from Victoria. And I said, well, how do you think it's doing? How do you think my participation on the show is? I'm looking for a cheap compliment. And she writes back, oh, I think it's great. When you're on, I have to talk less.
It's true. Why?
She's got a point.
That's because nobody gets a word in edgewise.
Right.
And that's been a fault of mine, apparently, over the years, that people said to me, well, why do you have all these people on the air with you?
You're like, I need a break. It's been 7 hours of radio already.
Michael Harrison, the editor-in-chief at Talkers Magazine, who kind of came up with the concept for the show, always tells Doug, I love being on with you. You answer your own questions.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is sit here.
Perfection personified. Yeah. Although we had the last laugh. I've been on the air for successfully and continually. I guess I don't know how you measure success, but I've been on the air continually for 53 years. Walter, you have not quite that much under your belt, but you're getting there. And so when you get to that point, Richie, and Victoria, you get to that point, come back and report to me, would you please? Or we'll probably all still be doing this.
You'll still be doing this.
Anyway, one way or the other.
Cryogenics will kick in and you'll be frozen and then you'll still be doing
it. I think the more get frozen is my brain and my mouth. All right, so let's keep it. Now, as Casey Kasem said, on with the countdown. So number four is this reality check in Pennsylvania. 300 priests have been accused of sexual abuse. This is how many years after the first revelation of this thing happening? This has been going on for decades, apparently centuries, or as long as the Catholic Church has been around. But the perversion of the news media and the... You remember that movie Spotlight that was out, I think, 3 years ago? Didn't it win a... Yeah, I think it won the Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year, which was all about the scandal in Boston. What the hell's going on? Why is this still a problem? I have great regard for the Pope as a leader, but is he falling into the same pea soup that everybody else has with regard to this? I thought he was going to clean it up. He's been there 3 years. Why isn't it cleaned up?
That's a good question.
These events and cases are like stuff from back in the 50s and 60s. And they're just now coming to light. I don't think it's recent abuse.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know what all that means.
Well, it was interesting because there's been a lot of pressure on the Pope to what's he going to say about this whole scandal in Pennsylvania. So the Vatican actually on Thursday, they did issue a statement. It doesn't say a lot, but the spokesperson for the director of the Vatican's press office said regarding the report made public in Pennsylvania this week, there are two words that can express the feelings faced with these horrible crimes, shame and sorrow. And that's pretty much...
Does
all
nothing.
He said.
Yeah. Does that statement means
and
nothing
then
and does nothing.
Added, obviously, the Holy See, which I've never heard that term before. I guess
that's what
the
they
Pope.
Refer to the Vatican and the Pope, yep. Yeah.
Treats with great seriousness the work of the investigating grand jury of Pennsylvania. The Holy See condemns unequivocally the sexual abuse of minors.
Okay. All right, I know the religious
thanks again
background
for saying nothing.
of everybody here except you, Walter. I don't know anything about your religious background, even though I know you well. I don't know anything. Have you been...
I suffered through 8 years of catechism. My father went through Catholic schools and Seton Hall, and from that he concluded that his children would never go to Catholic school, and I have thanked him on a regular basis for this.
So did you go to the Catholic Church? You didn't go to Catholic school. Did you go to Catholic Church?
Yeah, I went to Catholic Church, but the volume of complaints about this has led me to wonder if one of the primary reasons, based on the volume of priests involved, one of the primary reasons that people are attracted to the priesthood is pedophilia.
Right. Mm,
great.
That's what I think.
All right.
So too. Yeah.
Who needs? Yeah. 44 past the hour. We'll deal with Omarosa in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review. Right now, let's deal with what's inside of you that ought not to be there and how you clean it out. Yes, there are lots of things. What do we have this week? The story of the cereals, Victoria, that are loaded with all
even
of
the quote-unquote organic labeled cereals still having Roundup and glyphosate and all this stuff from Monsanto.
The toxins that you don't even know are in your body from food you don't even know has toxins is something that you got to deal with. And the best way to deal with it is by having a cup every day of Life Change Tea. That's what it does. It'll change your life forever. Game changer. I've started drinking it. Victoria started drinking it. Every day we have a cup while we're on the air. It cleans you out. It's like the plumbing getting clean. Roto-Rooter visits your system gently, though. It makes you go, literally. Cleans all the gas, the bacteria, the barium, the aluminum, whatever you've got in your body you don't know you have there. Get it out. now with Life Change Tea, which you can get, by the way, going to getthetea.com is the way to order it because you can't get it in the grocery store or the food store. Getthetea.com. Get Life Change Tea and change the chi of your body. That was a Freudian slip, but actually it is a way to change your chi, your energy. Life Change Tea. Get it at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV and you'll get it shipped to you free. GetTheTea.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text to drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, in-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
All right, so here we are with the final moments with Walter Sterling and Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden on our talk radio review. Omarosa and her book and all the notoriety. What do we get out of all of this? Nothing, apparently.
And I think that's your answer.
I think number one this week is the focus on her and her ability to get the attention focused on her when she has absolutely nothing to say. She's a waste. She's been a waste ever since she first showed up in prominence. She's one of these people like the Kardashians that have nothing, and yet they make something out of nothing. I gotta guess respect it. She's gonna make a lot of money selling this book, and you know, who knows what
the
else.
The only thing that I found interesting at all about any of this was that Trump genuinely didn't know she had been fired, and I thought that was really weird. And he didn't, you know, and that was odd. He didn't know that Kelly had fired her. Even she said to Kelly in the tape, you know, is President Trump aware of this? And Kelly wouldn't even answer her because he knew. I don't know. Like, it makes you think like, who's really running
Kelly
this
was
show
brought
there
in to fix the leak. And I think he thought she was one of the leaks.
Probably
but
was.
Why wouldn't Trump know that
I think
she was
Bannon
being fired?
Was actually the leak.
Yeah. I think Bannon was. But why wouldn't Trump know that she was getting fired?
Because he probably just told Kelly, take care of it. And Kelly took care of it and then was going to report back to him.
Hi, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria, Richie, Walter, Doug on the Talk Radio Review of the week of August 13th to 17th.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I feel like I have to save a radio program whenever Chucker shows up with his themes that nobody remembers, even though they remember the movie to which the music is attached. So this is movie music from the film Taxi Driver, one of Robert De Niro's greats, wouldn't you say?
He's 75 years old today, Doug.
Happy birthday to him. He still hates Trump, I know that. he's on that day.
I only do movies when I come on the spot.
Threaten to bodily injury to the president?
Like I said, I only do movies when I come on the spot.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know whether he did or he didn't.
He did. He wanted to punch him in the face.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
A lot of people do, too.
Stand in line. Okay. All right. So, Chucker, this opportunity we have.
I just want to point out that was a great movie, and they do not make movies like that anymore. The 70s had a rawness in film that is unsurpassed, and that it was
a great
film.
About that. All right, so Disney has standed firm on not bringing back James Gunn to Guardians of the Galaxy, even though the members of the cast have made a strong push for him. What the heck is going on here? Why is there so much strong animosity, and why do the actors not understand what's going on? What's this? This is going to not help them make a good movie the next time around.
Tell me who James Gunn is.
Let me ask you a question before
he was the appointed director of the new Guardians movie.
He directed Guardians 1 and 2. 10-year-old tweets resurfaced. They were pretty strong, and I have to be in full disclosure. They were disturbing tweets. But supposedly Disney knew about these tweets a long time ago. They were not a secret. The bottom line is I think because it's Disney, they just won't take them back because they don't want to be exposed to the possibility of something else coming out of the woodwork. But he is going to work. He did Guardians 1 and 2. He's very well respected as a director. And I just from what I read, other studios are going to line up to hire this guy. He's just not going to be involved in the Marvel Universe and do Guardians of the Galaxy 3, although they probably will use a script that he has written. So,
All right. Okay, so that takes care of that. All right, what's new in theaters? Before we get to that, I read something, and I didn't really understand. There was a speculative piece as to why the movie that this the movie The Meg with Jason Statham, who is another action guy, he shows up in a lot of movies with The Rock. So The Rock's movie Skyscraper, which I thought was good. I have no interest in seeing The Meg because it looks like it's just a creepy, horrible movie about some damn animal eating up everything, and I don't want to see that stuff. So then why did Stratham's movie, The Meg, do better than Skyscraper? Because The Rock, I think, is a bigger name than Stratham. So what's the story?
That's a good question. I just think it's based on the concept of the film. The audience just seemed to want to see a giant shark movie versus a burning building film with some silly plot antics in the trailer. Actually, I just want to point out, because we always talk about foreign box office, Skyscraper, with Dwayne Johnson, pretty much dead on arrival here in the United States and Canada, just $66 million at the box office for a film that cost over $125 million to produce. But overseas, it's done $225 million in, like, 95 alone in China.
Wow.
So the international money will recoup the budget. The Meg has done, like, $66 million since opening last Friday, had a good opening weekend, $44 million, which blew past its tracking. It's tracking like $25 million. So for whatever reason, Doug, that's a good question. Nobody really could definitively answer why people have certain tastes and run out to see certain things. If it's not a superhero movie or a sequel, it's hard to guess, but The Meg has certainly...
I just want to know one thing. I don't want to go see the movie. I have no interest in going to see the movie.
The dog, Meg you're talking about?
Does the dog... Yeah, Meg. Does the dog get eaten?
Oh, my God. That's what Lewis wants to know, too. Does the dog make it out okay?
Yes, I really want you to answer the question.
The dog lives.
Yes! All right, I'm going to go see it now.
And it's funny because when that scene comes on, which is in the trailer, the tone of the movie changes somewhat. It becomes a little bit more comical. And the audience laughs. My daughter, who's 12, was belly laughing during that scene. But I enjoyed The Meg. I thought it was a good popcorn film.
Hi, what do we see this weekend that's a good popcorn film? What's new this weekend?
I don't know if I'm going to see it, but there's a movie called, it's a romantic comedy, Crazy Rich Asians. It's the first Asian-led studio film in 25 years since The Joy Luck Club. That movie was released on 600 screens. This is a 3,000-screen release, and it's already done well. It did $5 million on Wednesday, expected to do around $35 million in 5 days of release. Pretty good.
Right. I want a movie on Aretha Franklin. Let's get a movie going on her.
Oh, that'll be...
Got it.
There's no doubt that's coming.
That's going to come. Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show at 59 after the hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.